LG's accent story. I've been speaking English with lots of different English accents since I started learning English. When I was young, I talked in a Thai accent. I grew up in a small village in the south of Thailand. I had a very strong Thai accent. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't sound American or British. But I tried so hard to be good at English, and my English got so much better in 2 years. I had an American friend from New York, and I sounded a little bit American because of her, I think. Then I went to Chula to study. Harry Potter changed my accent again. I wanted to sound British because of that film. That is why I decided to go to England to study. And when I was there in England as a student, I tried really hard not to sound Thai. It was hilarious because I would talk in a British accent all the time. I thought I sounded British, but I think I ended up sounding very pretentious. I liked it and hated it. My friend thought my accent was okay. I was pleased with that accent, but it didn't really feel like myself. I didn't feel comfortable. One day, something happened to me again. I woke up and looked at myself in the mirror and thought, "What am I doing?" I asked myself, "Lokolf, what are you doing? Why are you trying so hard to be someone else you aren't? Why do you talk like this now?" So I stopped, and I found that the accent that makes me feel comfortable when I speak English is my accent. I call it LG's accent. It's a mixture of Thai-ness, Britishness, Americanness, and gayness. I found my accent at last. So for those of you who expect me to talk in a British-English accent, I have to disappoint you, because that is not how I talk anymore. For those of you who are trying so hard to be good at English, don't try to be someone you are not. Just be yourself and keep practicing. One day, you'll find your own accent. The accent that makes you happy and comfortable when you speak English. I'll support you.